teacher.
It is just 2 days after the appearance day of Lord Nityananda, so we are still a bit in the mood. It is a good mood. It's a nice mood. So I thought to begin, we could read a couple of verses from a song of Narottam Thakur's, because incidentally, today is the appearance, or is it disappearance? I think appearance, yeah. Appearance. Today is the appearance day of Srila Narottam Thakur. So why not? Why not? So I'll read a couple of verses from a very beautiful song. It is just too beautiful. Nitai Padakamala. I'll just read a couple of verses and the translations. Nitai Padakamala. Koti Chandra Shushitama. Ye Chayai Jagata Arjuna. Halo Nitai Bineva. Radha Krishna Haite Nai. Drida Kori Dalo Nitai Pai. Translation. The lotus feet of Lord Nityananda are a shelter where one will get the soothing moonlight not only of one, but of millions of moons. If the world wants to have real peace, it should take shelter of Lord Nityananda.
Haribo!
Exactly. Unless one takes shelter under the shade of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, it will be very difficult for him to approach Radha Krishna. If one actually wants to enter into the dancing party of Radha Krishna, he must firmly catch hold of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda.
Arima!
No!
And let's read the next verse too. It's four verses, but let's read the first two. Say sambandha nahija. Brita Janma Gelota Se Pashu Boro Dura Acha Nitai Na Bolilo Muke Majilo Samsara Suke Vidya Kule Kitoride Ta. Translation. Anyone who has not established his relationship with Nityananda Prabhu is understood to have spoiled his valuable human birth. Such a human being is actually an uncontrollable animal, because he never uttered the holy name of Nityananda.
Arima!
He has become merged into so-called material happiness. What can his useless education and family tradition do to help him? Shri Shri Jagannath Baladev Sivajani Kai. Shri Shri Nitai Gaura
Sangai.
It is to repeat the last two sentences that got a little caught up there. So such a person who's not in a relationship with Lord Nityananda has spoiled his valuable, extremely valuable human birth. But such a being is actually an uncontrollable animal, because he never uttered the holy name of Nityananda. He has become merged into so-called material happiness. What can his useless education and family tradition do to help him? Nothing. Sugar. Nil. Namaha Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthan Uttalaya Vishwani Bhakti Vedanta Swamaniti Namade Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prachare Yeh Vishesh Shunyavani Vastitya Vishitarde Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Dada Shri Vasavi Gauravani Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchika Puturiya Sakriya Siddhuya Evacha, Vajitana Mahadeva Vaishnavaya Namo Namaha, Vaishnavaya Namo Namaha, Hare Krishna. So the devotees, we just read that second verse from Nithaikada Kamala of Narottamdasa Thakur, and he said that this very materialistic person he's talking about has, for whatever reason, somehow or other, never uttered the name Nityananda. So we want to give all of you, nice devotees and friends and visitors, we're so happy that you're here, and it's just wonderful to get your association. And we want you all to get the opportunity to utter the name Nityananda. Okay. Plus, why not the name Gauranga? So please, everyone, put your hands in the air. Both of them, all of them, if you have more than two. And everyone take a deep breath. And everyone repeat after me, everyone repeat after me. Very loud, but after me. Nityananda! Appearance and early childhood pastimes. little bit like that, so I thought we could just carry on and give some more pastimes. I'm going to tell the pastime now, and we would like your attention. It is the pastime of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya meeting for the first time. Actually, the other day when we were here, I said I would tell that story today, or tell the story sooner or later. So here we are. Let us tell that story. There is a blessing, Ashirvad. There's a blessing given at the end of the particular story by the author Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. There's a blessing for those who have listened to the story, but it's at the end, so that if someone didn't listen, if they were just sitting there thinking about something else, then they wouldn't get the blessing. But we're going to tell you the blessing in the beginning. So you've got, you know, the opportunity to know that, yes, let me get focused here. So let me read a couple of sentences from right at the end of this particular pastime, which is described actually in Chaitanya Bhagavat, particularly Manjavila chapter 3. Lord Nityananda is the object of Lord Chaitanya's complete love, and it is my heart's desire that that same Lord Nityananda reside in my heart as my most beloved Lord and Master. By His grace, I have developed attachment and attraction for Lord Chaitanya. One who desires to cross over this ocean of nescience and drown in the nectarian waters of love of Godhead must take shelter of the lotus feet of Nittai Chandra. Whoever sings and glorifies this wonderful pastime will be blessed by Lord Vishvamba, along with his entire family. So there you go. One who sings and glorifies and listens to this wonderful pastime will be blessed by Lord Vishvamba, Lord Chaitanya, along with his or her entire family. So there you go. It's a bit of a stimulus for you to really try and listen to this, because it's pretty amazing, I must admit. Okay, so it begins. Some devotees have gathered in the house of Lord Chaitanya. House of Lord Chaitanya is up in the Mayapur area. If you're familiar with the Mayapur Navadvip, I think some of you are at least, then you would know that Mayapur, well, Lord Chaitanya's birthplace is just by Mayapur. And his birthplace means where he lived. He appeared there, and then he lived there for 24 years until he took sannyas and then went to Jagannath Puri. So Lord Chaitanya was there with various of his associates in the house of Jagannath Misha and Mother Sachi, his parents. Jagannath Misha had passed away quite recently. Yes. So anyway, there was Lord Chaitanya with some of his devotees. And for a couple of days, Lord Chaitanya had just been mentioning here and there in different, you know, gatherings of devotees. He had been mentioning that a great personality will be coming to Navadvipa in the next few days. So then on this day, which is the actual day they did meet, so there was Chaitanya with a group of his closest associates, and he told them, "You know, last night I had an amazing dream, most amazing dream. A chariot came and stood in front of our house. The chariot's flag had a palm leaf on it. This chariot is meant to carry one out of the ocean of material existence back to God. So on that chariot was a colossal figure. Really big. Colossal figure. He carried a plow on one shoulder. He had a renunciate's water pot. He had a blue dhoti on. And in his left ear, he had an earring. So don't worry, it is sort of overwhelming. But that's Lord Vijayananda. He, in his left ear, not left ear, it's okay, he has an earring. And Lord Chaitanya said, his demeanor, the way he moved, and his sort of, the mood he seemed to be in, it gave him the impression that he may be Lord Balaram. So, then he questioned me 10 or 20 times. He questioned me, "Is this the house of Nimai Pandit? Is this the house of Nimai Pandit? Is this the house of Nimai Pandit?" Of course, that's Lord Chaitanya. 10 or 20 times. This is all quite extraordinary. And Lord Chaitanya continued, "Never have I seen such a formidable personality. I felt great respect for him. And I asked him, I said, 'I can see you're a great personality. Who are you? What is your name?' And that person said, smiling, he said, 'I am your brother.'" "I am your brother. Tomorrow we will meet and we will get to know each other." So like this, Lord Chaitanya said, it was so blissful. It was just so overwhelmingly ecstatic when I woke up in the morning. Practically, I never felt so happy ever. Then Lord Chaitanya started roaring in ecstasy. In fact, devotees, he roared so powerfully, the house shook. The house shook. This is the house of Nanda Acharya. This is where all this. He had been in his house. met some friends and they came. No, sorry. They're still at Lord Chaitanya's residence. Right. Okay, so Lord Chaitanya then instructed Haridas Thakur and Sridas Thakur, Sridas Pandit, go and find him. Go and find this personality. He is here. He is here in Navadvipa. So out went Sridas and Haridas Thakur, and they just went everywhere for hours. They only came back maybe 3 or 4 hours later and said, we have checked everywhere. We knocked on every door. The whole devotee community. Then we went to the Mayavadis. And then we went to the atheists. And we asked them, have you seen such a personality? And everyone was just saying, no, we never saw or heard of anyone like this. Then Lord Chaitanya said, all right, come with me. So they walked down to the house of Nanda Acharya. For those of you who are a little familiar with Mayapur, Navadvipa, the area, Nanda Acharya's house is down from our whole ISKCON campus, the TOVP and everything. If you follow down the same road towards the ghat, the boat ghat, if you keep going down, maybe, 200 or 300 meters, it might be something like that. Then on your left is a Gaudiya Mada temple, and there's a sign there that it's the house. This is where the house of Nanda Acharya was. So they went. Lord Chaitanya went with this group of devotees, not a big group, but some close associates. And the point is made, Vrindavanas Thakur makes the point that Lord Nityananda's incarnation is very mysterious and confidential. It is impossible for anyone to see him unless and until Lord Chaitanya himself reveals the secrets of Lord Nityananda. So you're all sitting here, devotees and friends, and you've all heard about Lord Nityananda. You know what this means? Oh, this means Lord Chaitanya has agreed that you can start getting to know Lord Nityananda. Means Lord Chaitanya, basically, at least in a simple beginning sense, Lord Chaitanya has accepted you. That's the good news. The bad news is we're still prone to fall into Maya. Are you? Yes. Are you? You also. Me too. Maybe some of the others. But that's the bad news. But the good news, and it's a good start, Lord Chaitanya knows you. He knows your name. He knows who you are, what you are. What is your situation? What are your challenges and your strong points? He knows all these things. And that's a good start. And it's a good step. And as a result, you now have some understanding and let us hope some appreciation for and some attachment to Lord Nityananda. Okay, so they went directly to the house of Nandan Acharya. Inside the house, they saw a great personality, devotees, effulgent like a million suns. That's, anyway, we will let you try to digest that. Yeah. Without proper spiritual vision, you cannot see Lord Nityananda. So, everyone saw him. And Lord Chaitanya saw him. Lord Nityananda was standing there with a sweet smile on his lips. And Lord Chaitanya saw him, and they all offered their obeisances to Lord Nityananda, including Lord Chaitanya. Then they stood up respectfully and just stood there without speaking a word. Then Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda recognized each other. So what happened then was very amazing. Very amazing. Hari Bol. Was that amazing? It's too amazing. What happens now? It was load shedding. Let's have some more load shedding. Oh, something's happening. It is not easy to approach Lord Nityananda. It's really true. It's really true. So, Lord Nityananda was stunned, unable to move. He stared unblinking at the face of Lord Chaitanya. He wanted to taste the Lord's beauty with his tongue and drink the Lord's beauty with his eyes. He wanted to embrace him with his hands and smell his amazing, beautiful, transcendental fragrance. To everyone's amazement, Lord Nityananda simply stood there, motionless, completely enchanted by Lord Chaitanya's beauty. So then Lord Chaitanya instructed Srinivas Thakura, recite that verse. It's a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, I don't have the verse number here. But it's describing the beauty of Krishna. At that time, Krishna, dressed as a dancer, stepped into the forest of Vrindavan. A peacock feather was stuck in his crown. His ears were decorated with graceful, drooping, yellow earrings. His golden yellow dhoti glistened. And he was wearing the Vaijayanti jewel around his neck. That land, which carried the impression of his lotus feet, marked with the signs of the concha, disc, etc., is Vrindavan, his place of transcendental pastimes. He touched the flute to his lips, and, playing on it, filled it with his nectarian saliva. At the same moment, his cowherd boyfriends were describing his beauty. That's a beautiful person, isn't it? She looked like a Kentin Kenton. I can't remember the person of her. If anyone wants it, we can easily look it up. As soon as Lord Nityananda heard this, he fell on the ground unconscious. And Lord Chaitanya advised Srinivas, read on, read on. So Srinivas read on different verses from that same part of Srimad Bhagavatam. And then, after a little while, Lord Nityananda came back to external consciousness and began crying and crying in tears of joy. The more he heard the verses, the more his ecstasy increased, until he became mad with love for Krishna. His ecstatic roaring filled the universe. Devotees, you know, or maybe you know, maybe you don't know, but as we say, you know, the Portuguese were in India at the time of Lord Chaitanya. The British had not arrived yet. You know, they only come and take once some people have got something established, they come and take it. I think also the French had not arrived. This is like 500 years ago and a little more. But there is some Spanish historical, Portuguese historical, or Spanish, either Spanish or Portuguese, I mean Portuguese, historical documents which mention Lord Chaitanya. And I heard that in those documents it describes how one day there was a great war which shook the country, and no one understood what it was. Is it a bird? Is it a plane? No! It was Lord Nityananda. Even here in South Africa, the roar reached. Lord Nityananda jumped up and down and then crashed to the ground so violently the devotees thought he had broken some bones. All the time, Lord Chaitanya is just watching Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda rolled on the ground, his body covered with tears of love. Long and frequent sighs came from his mouth as he looked at Lord Chaitanya's face. Often he laughed out loud. Sometimes he danced, and sometimes he hung his head quietly. One characteristic of extremely elevated devotees is that oftentimes they cannot be understood. Vaishnavira Kriya Mudra, Vidyeva Nama Ujjaya. So then all Lord Chaitanya and all the devotees observing this, they became overwhelmed and started crying in ecstasy. Then Lord Chaitanya embraced Lord Nityananda. As soon as Lord Nityananda was embraced by Lord Chaitanya, he became still. Then, Lord Chaitanya flooded Lord Nityananda with tears of ecstasy. And they collapsed on the ground. Yes. And the devotees were saying, well, they collapsed on the ground, and Lord Chaitanya was holding Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda was sort of on top of him. And the devotee said, this is very wonderful. It is in another form. Nityananda is Ananta Shesh, who holds the Lord, acts as the bed of the Lord. But now the Lord has become the bed for Ananta Shesh, Nityananda. Yes, so then they lay there, their tears drenching the earth. And Lord Chaitanya said, this is the most glorious day in my life. Today I have seen the embodiment of loving devotion to the Supreme Lord. Such intensity of ecstasy is only capable of being manifested by the Supreme Lord himself. Now I understand. Now I understand that you, Nityananda, are the full-fledged manifestation of the Lord. You are non-different from him. The living entities can get loving devotional service at the lotus feet of Krishna simply by worshipping you. And I know that if I worship your lotus feet, as Lord Chaitanya speaking, I know that if I worship your lotus feet, then I will surely receive love of Krishna. It's a very super extraordinary situation. So then, Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya, they became more peaceful. And Lord Chaitanya asked him, you know, I hesitate to ask you, but could you just tell me, where have you come from? From what direction? What places did you pass through on your way here? So, Lord Nityananda replied, I extensively toured all the places of pilgrimage. But I could see in every temple, I could only see the altar. I couldn't see Krishna. So I asked the pujaris, where is the deity gone? Where is Krishna gone? Where did he go? And every pujari answered, Krishna has gone to Mayapur. He's gone to Navadvipa. He was in Gaya recently. But not so long ago, he went back to Bengal. I heard that in Navadvipa, even the most wretched fallen souls can get liberation. This is Nityananda. Thus, being such an abominable wretch, I have come here. So, they discussed back and forth, sometimes confidential subjects, they used sign language. They didn't want to say anything out loud. Yeah. So, yes. So there you go, devotees. This is the meeting of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya. One who desires to cross over this ocean of nescience and drown in the nectarian waters of love of Godhead must take shelter of the lotus feet of Nitai Chandra. Whoever sings and glorifies and hears This wonderful pastime will be blessed by Lord Chaitanya, along with his or her family. Did you hear it nicely? Have you gone? I want to tell you another story. Actually, I told the story the other day, Thursday, in Port Shepstone, but I don't know if any of you were there. But let's tell it again. It's a nice story. The author begins by saying, "Hear, please hear how Lord Nityananda delivered the most form." And there's a blessing. Let me tell you the blessing first, so before we get into it. Anyone who hears the story of Lord Nityananda will someday meet Lord Chaitanya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anyone who, with an attentive heart, hears this pastime of the dacoit's deliverance will someday meet Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. So please listen. This pastime takes place in Navadvip when Lord Chaitanya, just after Lord Chaitanya had sent Lord Nityananda back there from Puri, because when Lord Chaitanya at the age of 24 took sannyas, Lord Nityananda was with him. They went together and crossed the Ganges and then ran to Katwa. And Lord Chaitanya took sannyas there. And then together they went to Shantipur. That's in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And then from there, Lord Chaitanya went to Puri, and Lord Nityananda went with him. So they were together. They were really together. But then after a while of being there in Puri, Lord Chaitanya sent Lord Nityananda back to Navadvip to continue the spreading of the Sankirtan movement. So now Lord Nityananda has returned to Navadvip. And every day he's going out with devotees, lots of devotees, and having harinam in the streets of Navadvip, and sometimes going out to other neighboring towns and villages, traveling a bit, but more focused on Navadvip, Mayapur. Mayapur being the very center of the Navadvip area. So, in Navadvip, there was one degraded Brahmin. Actually, he was what they call in India a dacoit. A dacoit means like a seriously committed criminal. Totally into it. Worse than a Chatsworth corner. Maybe they have their moments sometimes, I don't know. But he was here. He was just. He's like Jagai Madai. Same nature. But he has, Jagai Madai was just two. he had a whole gang. So he was known as the dacoit Brahmin. And he's a killer. Just casually kills people. Just if they look at him in the wrong way. If he thinks they may have something of value on them, just kill them. It doesn't matter. So he was really a really terrible person. And his associates, they were really terrible people. So one day he saw Lord Nityananda with the devotees on Harinam in Navadvip town. Big Harinam. And the thing is, Lord Nityananda, when he would go on Harinam, he would dress up, you could say. Yeah. He would wear sort of costly clothes, even you could say extravagant clothes. Really. Now you wouldn't get such clothes in pocket lamps. Just really. You know, weddings, right? You must go to India to get a wedding sari, isn't it? At least some do. Not to pop it now. They're not up to that standard. So Lord Nityananda, he would wear these like super exotic clothes. And he would wear jewelry, kilos and kilos and kilos of gold around his neck. Kilos and bangles, solid gold, encrusted with diamonds and all sorts of other gems, and ankle bells, all solid gold and encrusted with gems, and on his turban also different gems and whatnot. Earrings. Well, one earring, okay. That's some super duper earring. And this dacoit Brahman, the chief of the dacoits, saw him and just couldn't believe it. Look at this. And his associates came and they saw, look at this. And they saw, look at this. It's Indrajula Maharaj. Indrajula Maharaj came back. Is that okay? We were going to go on the whole parikrama. But anyway, it's all right. So the dacoit Brahman, the chief of the dacoits, saw Lord Nityananda like this, with, even in those days, terms, millions of dollars of gold and, you know, 1,000-carat diamonds. Many of them. Yeah. And he and his associates couldn't believe it. And they thought, this is it. We are going to get this one. And all we have to do is get him, even though there's maybe 20 or 30 of us. There's so much here, we'll all retire. That's it for the rest of this life. So that night, they gathered outside the house of Nandan Acharya, same house. There's a connection between Lord Nityananda and Nandan Acharya. And we mentioned that's where he met Lord Chaitanya before. So Lord Nityananda was staying with Nandan Acharya, and the dacoits gathered around the house, a little distance away, maybe 30, 40 meters or whatever, hiding behind the trees. And they looked out, looking at the house, and they listened, and they could hear kirtan. There was a program going on in the house. But the dacoits thought, no problem, we will wait We will just wait. And when the program finishes and the devotees go home, we will go in. Yes. And do our program. So they waited. And it went on for some time. And mystically, they all fell asleep. They all fell asleep at the same time. And then they woke up in the morning. The sun had already risen. And one of them said to another one, "You fell asleep." And the other one said, "Oh, you stayed awake all night, did you?" So they thought, "It's very strange. How did we all fall asleep at the same time?" It's very strange. They didn't understand it was the mystical potency of the Lord. But they thought, no problem. We will go again after a couple of nights. But we will really prepare ourselves nicely. So what does that mean, prepare themselves? Means they did big Chandi Puja. Do you do Chandi Puja here? No? Okay. Yeah, we'll do big Chandi Puja. We will offer her wine and tobacco and dhaka. Mainstay. And meat. Oh, we'll offer her all those things, get her blessings, and then we'll go again. Shortly. Few days' time. Okay, so they did big Chandi Puja. And then again they gathered outside the house, just a little distance away, 30 meters something. There they were looking out. A program was going on. But then they noticed something amazing. There was a whole team of security men, heavily armed. And each one was minimum 2.5 meters tall and 2.5 meters wide and all muscle. And they were marching up and down on all the four sides of the house. There was two on each side. And they start in the middle of the side, go to the corner, should I stop and continue some other day?
Carry on.
Have you gone? Okay, very well. So they walk back and forth. And when they would meet, they would salute and say, "Haribo!"
Haribo!
What did they say?
Haribo!
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 And they'd go back out again to the corner and come back and again, Haribo. And these dacoits, they saw these men and they discussed, "Wow, one of these guys could kill all of us." What happened? They weren't here the other night. So one of the Dacoit Brahmin said, "Listen, it seems to be a temporary event. So let's go and come back in a couple of nights and they probably won't be here. Because they're not here every night." So off they went. And then they came back a couple of nights later. This time, they were ready for action. Completely ready. So they gathered again in the same place. maybe 30 meters out from the house, with weapons, ready to go. It was a perfect night. Not a cloud in the sky. Full moon. Perfect conditions. So then they charged the house. They charged the house. They took a few steps, maybe 5, not more than 10 steps, running towards the house. Suddenly, a massive storm just broke out of nowhere. There were hailstones this big. The rain was falling in columns. It was like another Govardhan Leela. And they just got smashed to the ground. And they couldn't see a thing. They couldn't see their hands in front of their faces. Because suddenly there was fog and the rain was so incredibly heavy. It was like a waterfall. And they didn't know what to do. They became bewildered. Some of them fell into a rubbish hole. You know, maybe in those days and in some places even today, rubbish disposal was done by digging a hole, you know, at the back. Like a good hole, a real hole, a couple of meters deep. And then that's your rubbish hole for the next so long. So some of them fell into the rubbish hole. And the fragrance was... and it was full of scorpions. Did you ever meet a scorpion? They have to be careful. Scorpions can kill you. And they were getting stung and stung. But they couldn't move. And they thought, that's it. It's the end. Some others fell into a canal and broke bones. And in the canal were leeches. Not leeches. Leeches. Have you met a leech before? Oh, leeches. They're like big slugs, basically. Except they suck your blood. Yeah. I've not met leeches in South Africa, but in Australia, you get leeches. Go for a walk in the forest. Come back and there's blood coming out from them, down your legs. So they were just getting sucked dry by the leeches. Another group, they somehow ran into a thorn tree. And the thorns, you know, like up in northern KZN, you get these thorn trees with the big thorns. They're very hard. It's hard to break them. And they're sharp. These were like that, except they were like razor blades. Not just the tip was sharp. The whole thing was sharp, like a razor blade. And they're stuck in this tree. And as soon as you move an inch, you get slashed. So they're all dying. It's just total devastation. And then the Dacoit Brahman, the leader, he started getting some realization. I have heard that this Nityananda, I thought the people were fanatics, but I heard them say he's God. I think it must be true. I think it must be true. So in his heart, He started praying to Lord Nityananda and begging, please, please, let me become your devotee. Please save me. Suddenly, devotees, the storm disappeared. It didn't just sort of, you know, go away. Suddenly, it was just not there. And it was perfect full moon night again. All the other dacoits just ran for it. But the chief, the dacoit Brahman, he went into the house. And all the devotees were still there. And they saw the dacoit Brahman, who's a very famous, notorious person. They told him, saw him and they thought, wow, what's going to happen now? But then he came and threw himself at the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, and was just crying and crying, save me, save me, save me, please be merciful. And Lord Nityananda put his lotus feet on his head. And Lord Nityananda accepted him as one of his devotees and gave him a service. You see, this dacoit Brahman, he was not just the leader of the local dacoits. He was about the heaviest dacoit in the whole of Bengal. He was famous and respected and feared by all the other dacoits of Bengal. So he asked the Lord Nityananda, what can I do? Please give me some service. Please help me. And Lord Nityananda gave him the service. You visit all the dacoits in Bengal and preach to them and make them devotees.
Hey,
so he did that. He went from door to door in the dacoit community. Town to town he went, visiting all the dacoits. Knock on the door. The dacoit opens the door and sees the big dacoit, the big one. And, you know, and thinks, wow, is he going to kill me? What's he going to do? But then the dacoit Brahman told him, you become a Vaishnava. So many of the dacoits became Vaishnavas. And in the, amongst the associates of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, there are different groups of devotees with different natures, maybe from different places, different backgrounds. So, the dacoit Brahman became the leader of a special group within Lord Nityananda's followers, the dacoit Vaishnavas. The dacoit Vaishnavas. And what they would do? They would do Harinam. And that Harinam, you know, we have Harinam. That's okay. It's nice. But not like that Harinam. It's really heavy. So the devotees, you know, the devotees are moving out here and there, suddenly they hear boom, boom, boom. The heavy kirtan is coming. And they would know, here come the dacoit Vaishnavas. And they'd step aside. Don't get in their way. So this is the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And as we read, hear, please hear how Lord Nityananda delivered the most fallen. And as we read, anyone who hears the story of Lord Nityananda will someday meet Lord Chaitanya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anyone who with an attentive heart hears this pastime of the dacoit's deliverance will someday meet Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Hare Krishna. Shri Nityananda Prabhu ki jai. Shri Nityananda Prabhu ki jai. Shri Nityananda Prabhu ki jai. You know, I think if you're nice to devotees and if we all ask nicely, maybe His Holiness Indrajit Maharaj will say something. Is Lord Nityananda's special representative. Shri Nityananda Prabhu ki jai. Shri Nityananda Prabhu ki jai. Shri Nityananda Prabhu ki jai.
Hariya Prabhu.
What's next? Kirtan and Prasanna.